Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
So if you walk in the Spirit, if you walk in the Spirit, I'm going to tell you, if you walk in the Spirit, you cannot be made sick by the devil. Is that a wonderful place to walk? It's a wonderful place to walk. Now, as a Christian, can you walk under sin? Sure you can. You can. There's probably not a single one of us in here today, not one single one of us that hasn't walked under that law of sin and death after we got saved. Nearly everybody I know that's a Christian has been sick and afflicted and tormented and beat upon by the devil after they become a Christian. He sure did it to me a lot of years. But when you get a hold of what this word says, you can kick out that devil and you can walk holy before God. And you can come against the devils of hell and you can kick them out. Now then, once in a while, that devil's going to slip up on your blind side and you're not going to be listening to God and you're going to sin. And when you do, you open a door wide open. When you see you've opened that door, close it, slam it quick before the dog gets out or in. It don't take long for a cat to get in if he's standing there and it's cold outside and you crack the door. He gets out and you don't even know it. You didn't even see him. Little animals can do that. That demon is far faster than that dog. He can get right into you. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So you can go either way. You can go home this afternoon when you leave here, and you on the way home you can turn on your radio and listen to Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. And you can sing that stuff, or you can go home and watch your soap operas this next week on television, or you can turn on Christian TV, or you can listen to the Word of God on radio. It's your choice. You can live in either one of them worlds you want to. For to be carnally minded is death. I don't like that, do you? I don't want to die early. I want to live to be an old, healthy man and be translated out. I want to be preaching the Word of God, casting out demons, healing the sick. And the Lord said, that's it, son. Bam. Jerks me right out of there. This old body that's in perfect physical shape just says, whoa. I leave it here, and as I go, I say, whoa, y'all are on your own with Jesus. I'll see y'all when you get to heaven. Of course, who knows? The rapture might come. He might take us, a bunch of us out. We might all leave at one time. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Because the carnal mind, in verse 7, the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you're in the flesh, you can't please Him. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. That's where you're supposed to be. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. That's scary, isn't it? And if Christ be in you, your body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We're supposed to live like that. We're supposed to live dead to sin and live unto righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Whose choice is it? Yours. It's yours. Well, I guess we'll have to continue on that teaching next week. I thought I did just enough to last for an hour and a half today. And I got 10 pages outlined. We went a page and a half. So I guess we'll have to continue on that next week, since we've got to have communion this afternoon and it's 4 o'clock. We're fixing to take communion. I need some to get back there with James and whoever would. would go back there and help pass out the elements. We're going to take communion. Anybody that would help, we would appreciate it. Praise the Lord. Remember, you're serving the King. Remember, we invite you to partake of this with us. You need to be a Christian. If you are a born-again believer, a believer in Jesus Christ, you are welcome to take of this. Now, you'll notice that this piece of bread that we pass out, this is unleavened bread. It was pierced, it's got holes in it, and it's got burn places, stripes on it. All this is an example of what our King did for us. I would never take communion with anything but unleavened bread. Why? Because this is supposed to represent His body. In Him there was no sin. Now, if you go to a church where you take communion and you take it with a loaf of bread, I won't take communion with you in that church. How much sin was there in our body of our Savior? None. So think about that. If you take communion and they pass around a loaf of bread, now I'm going to tell you a story right here about a preacher that I've known for years. And he was discussing this one day and they had a big loaf of French bread that they used for communion. And he had it on a communion table. And he went over there and tore a piece off of it. And he's explaining to the people how this is a symbol of the body of Christ. And he turned and looked, and a roll, which had a flat bottom of communion bread, French loaf about that long, was laying on the communion table right in the middle. When he turned to look at that loaf of bread, in front of 500 people's eyes, that loaf of bread rolled off of that table onto the floor. And the Lord spoke to him and told him, "That's not my body." So he gets up, he stands there in total awe, looking at that loaf of bread laying on the floor, and he starts again to talk about, he said, "I have no idea why this did that." And he raised up a piece and started talking about, "This is the body of our Savior." And the Lord spoke to him again. He said, "You're doing again what I just told you not to do." So he fell on his face right before all those people and cried out, "God, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong." But he knew he was doing something wrong. 3 months later, I happened to call that man. And he told me about that story. The minute he told me about that loaf rolled off that table, I thought, "What?" And I didn't hear nothing else he said after that. And I called him back the next day and I said, "You know, I had a problem with what you said." I said, "You said the communion bread rolled off onto the floor." I said, "How in the world did a sheet of unleavened bread roll onto the floor?" He says, "My goodness, Thurman, that's what he was saying. That's what he meant." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It wasn't a sheet of unleavened bread. It was a loaf of French bread." Isn't that amazing? I'm going to tell you, because there was zero sin in our Savior. That's why I use this piece of bread. I don't want to take anything in my body that represents sin if I'm going to be taking it representing no sin. Now then, I need a cup of juice. I didn't get one. I guess I didn't. Somebody didn't. I was talking and didn't. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Everybody got one. Everybody been served. Okay, if everybody's been served. Father, we're so grateful for this piece of bread that represents the body of our Savior. That He was beaten and bruised and pierced for us. That by His stripes we were healed. The body of Christ is not supposed to be sick. So when we repent of our sins and come for prayer, He will forgive us, and by faith He will restore us. And that's how we've seen Him do all these wonderful healings that He's done. And Father, we thank You that Jesus is the one that paid this price for us so we can walk in divine health. Thank You for the bread. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You can eat the bread. He paid the price for your healing. Before He died. Before He went to the cross. But when He went to the cross, They nailed him on that cross, and his blood ran out to wash mine and your sin away. The devil came into the garden with a twofold curse. Sin, sickness and disease. The twofold curse. Jesus came in the garden with a twofold remedy. The blood for our sins and the beating for our healing. He paid the price. It's totally done. And when we receive something by faith that He's already done, it comes to you. It's free. You don't have to be sick as a Christian. For some, like Tommy said, that was hard to swallow. But since he's got healed from cancer, he said it's now a whole lot easier to receive. Who knows what God will do with his healing in Weatherford, since he's known by so many people. But we, when I say we, he and I and the other Tom McClintock, we could sit there in that room that day at the Ministry Center all those hours and discuss the Word of God because of this. What Jesus done for us. Father, we're thankful for the blood. We're so grateful that you sent your Son to do what no other human being could ever do. But he did it. And he did it for us. And then he gave it to us as a free gift. He didn't even charge for the most expensive thing in the world. He gave it to us free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We will continue on tomorrow with this teaching on who you are in Christ. We've got several more days worth of teaching on this. But I just want to praise the Lord and thank Him for the great and awesome revelation He's given to me. I want to thank Him for all the healings He's done. I've literally seen hundreds and hundreds of people healed when they repent of their sins and come to the Lord in faith. I've seen broken bones healed. I've seen cancer healed. I've seen blind eyes opened. I've seen the Lord do some wonderful things. I've seen Him put brain stems back together. God can do anything you can believe Him for. All you need to do is realize that the reason you have the problems you have today is because of sin. You're not walking in obedience to God's Word. Sin is what brings forth an early death. So, believe the Lord. Walk holy before Him. When He says, be ye holy for I am holy, that's what He means. Don't walk in any kind of sin. Don't be involved in any kind of sex out of wedlock. It will bring sickness and disease and devastation into your life. Now then, if any of you want any of these information, any of this tapes, CDs, DVDs, whatever, you'll call our ministry center at 940-242-2106 or go to the website tlsm.org. We will be happy to send you many different teachings free and postpaid. We do not charge a thing for any of this stuff, but you will be blessed. Remember, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings.